get everybody in the car. Get the kids. We're gonna get some hot dogs, some beer. Go to the park over by the reactor. Anytime you want, sir.
Yeah, kicking off this week's broadcast of Radio Resistance Chesterfield with Reagan Youth, It's a Beautiful Day. Well, I'm not sure whether it's a beautiful day where you are at the moment, but it's certainly very active and interesting times at the moment. Just last week on 10th of July, there was the big public sector workers' strike with the rally in Chesterfield. This weekend gone, there was Marxism down in London, and tomorrow there's protests against the murderous war that Israel are pursuing against the Palestinians in Gaza. And last but not least, today is Nelson Mandela Day, and thanks to Tim from Derbyshire Unemployed Workers' Centre for pointing that out, and it's also sent me this song which he'd like playing. It's Messages Clear from the title Free Nelson Mandela by Burning Spear, but listen to the words and hear how they offer the choice of free him or face revolution. Now, we revolutionary socialists may have some political differences to Mandela and the black nationalistic politics, We certainly backed the call for his freedom and the end of the disgusting apartheid system. Note the similar tune and lyrics made popular much later on in another aptly named Free Nelson Mandela song. Wonder where the inspiration came from. Enjoy. Much peace and respect. By the way, good to hear that you had such a good time, and it would be hard to say what meeting you thought was the best, as the whole thing was so good. Couldn't agree more. Anyway, without further ado, here is Burning Spear, track entitled Free Nelson Mandela.
Must be free, you will be free. Free in Nelson Mandela. Free in Nelson Mandela. The freedom of love. And if they should talk about killing, what a revolution. If they should talk about killing, what a revolution. So freedom of free Nelson Mandela. Free Nelson Mandela. The freedom of Marcus Garvey. We declare to the world Africa must be free. East must be free. West must be free. North must be free. South Africa must be free. So free the man, free Nelson Mandela. Free Nelson Mandela. Man must be free, should be free. Man must be free, will be free. The freedom of free. No worry, Mistress Mandela.
Nelson Mandela. Free.
No worry, Mrs. Mandela.
Nelson Mandela.
Free. Mrs. Nelson Mandela.
Sound of Burning Spear, Free Nelson Mandela. Now, of course, thankfully, South Africa ditched apartheid the best part of a quarter of a century ago, which is very, very welcome, of course, but sadly, there is still apartheid in the Holy Land, and the situation there has taken a sharp turn for the worse. As Socialist Worker reports this week, Israel's murderous assault on Gaza has created outrage around the world. More than 190 people have been killed in over 1,300 airstrikes. Another 1,000 have been injured, as Socialist Worker went to press. Well, since then, if anything, things have got even worse. With Israel's ground invasion of Gaza on Thursday night, supported by heavy bombing, and despite the Israeli military claiming that they aren't targeting civilians, the Socialist Worker also points out that at least 70% of those killed are civilians. The injured are mostly civilians. Civilians are suffering. The United Nations estimated that 77% of the people killed in Gaza were civilians. In one attack, Israel bombed a charity housing disabled people, killing two and injuring five others. Some 22 members of the same family were killed last Sunday when two bombs blew up the home of Majid Bash. Now, what makes me really cringe about all this is that Israel boasts of its super accurate weaponry, which can intercept missiles, and yet there was a case over the past few days, in addition to everything I've just mentioned, where Palestinian kids playing on a beach were killed by an Israeli attack. So it seems to me that either the Israeli establishment are lying about their weapons having infallible targeting to avoid civilians, or else they're lying through their teeth about not targeting Palestinian civilians. Which, let's face it, is not impossible. I mean, again reported by Socialist Worker, Moshe Feiglin is Deputy Speaker of the Knesset, Israel's parliament, and he called on Israel to cut off electricity to Gaza to disrupt patients' dialysis machines. Delightful man. And now, for all the claims of Israel being the only democracy in the Middle East, three Arab MPs were expelled from the Knesset, that's Israel's parliament, on Monday of last week for condemning the ongoing Gaza massacre and the incitement of racist violence by Israel's leaders. Funny form of democracy, that. Mind you, for all its murderous warmongering, Israel still seems to be popular with the Western leaders. I mean, Israel still gets a hell of a lot of funding from the West. Again reported by Socialist Worker, Israel is the largest recipient of US aid. It gets £1.8 billion each year, more than all African countries combined. In 2009, the US made an investment in peace by promising Israel £18 billion to spend on weapons over the next decade. Well, if it was an investment in peace, well, I'm afraid it wasn't a very good investment, was it? Some 26.3% had to be spent on US weapons. Also, Britain supplies parts for weapons for Israel, including F-16s. So, what can we do about it? Well, the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Campaign, or BDS for short, is effective because Israel fears international isolation. And for more info on how you can join the Boycott, Divestment and Sanctions Campaign and do your bit, search online for the BIG, that's Boycott Israeli Goods Campaign, which details which goods have come from Israel, especially those complicit in the theft of Palestinian land, which should be the first to boycott. And more immediately, again reported by Socialist Worker, Palestinian journalist Lara Abu Ramadan spoke from Gaza. She told Socialist Worker, "We here in Gaza have the courage to resist. I hope that all of you have the courage to go onto the streets to protest in support of us. We're worried we might be forgotten. Thank you for your support." Well, there are protests planned in many cities across Europe, including a big one in London tomorrow, that's Saturday the 19th of July. And closer to home, the Sheffield Palestine Solidarity Campaign are holding an emergency protest for Gaza, Stop the Slaughter, from 12 midday outside Sheffield Town Hall, which is on Surrey Street in the city centre. For those travelling to the Sheffield demo from Chesterfield, meet at Chesterfield Railway Station at 11:15 a.m. Together we can stop Israel's murderous atrocities in Gaza. But for a long-term just solution to the crisis, we need an end to the Israeli apartheid state and a reunification of the Holy Land. Oh, and it's not very often that on Radio Resistance Chesterfield you'll hear a weather report, but for those going to the demo in Sheffield tomorrow, a thunderstorm is expected round about midday. Not planned, as I rather clangorously said earlier on Facebook, but a thunderstorm is expected. Don't forget your raincoat. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of Roy Bailey. Appropriately enough, Palestine.
Well, I tell you a story, make it clear as I can, about the faraway troubles in the Holy Land. Pictures of the children etched in my mind, laying down their bodies on the firing line. And the people who live there, they live under the gun, where it was homeland for 1,000 years before the soldiers come. Surrounded by the army, airplanes in the sky, everybody knows someone who had to die. Oh, Palestine, there's a hole in your soul. Oh, Palestine, will it ever be whole? Talk about the settlers, they come from so far away. Talk about the money from the USA. talk about the bullets. They're made of plastic and steel. Pictures of a Palestine underneath the Iron Heel. Now what would you do if they come to your home and tell you your land is no longer your own? Would you let them take it? Would you dare to resist? Pictures of a Palestine underneath the Iron Fist. Oh, Palestine, there's a hole in your soul. Oh, Palestine, will it ever be whole? Now you say you want peace, but you pay for subjugation. Say you want a settlement in terms of occupation. And you talk of human rights, but you never say what kind. You can see what it comes to on the faces of Palestine. Does it ever make you think about the friends we endorse? Armies of a general riding on an iron horse. Does it ever make you wonder why it always seems to be such an undemocratic version of democracy? Oh, Palestine, there's a hole in your soul. Oh, Palestine, will it ever be whole? Oh, Palestine, there's a hole in your soul. Oh, Palestine, let your story be told.
This is Radio Resistance News, brought to you courtesy of Socialist Worker Newspaper. Israel's murderous assault on Gaza has created outrage around the world. More than 190 people have been killed in over 1,300 airstrikes. At least 70% of those killed are civilians. The injured are mostly civilians. Civilians are suffering. Demonstrations have been called this Saturday against the Israeli atrocities. Come along and show your support for the Palestinians. Some 1.4 million workers shut down workplaces across Britain on Thursday of last week. The action by Unison, FBU, Unite, GMB, NUT, PCS and NIPCA union members was over Tory attacks on public sector pay. If the Tories get their way, they will gut public services and make life unbearable for everyone who works in or relies upon them. Let's seize the chance to stop them. Police failings contributed to the death of Dorothy Cherry Gross, an inquest jury has found. Armed police shot Cherry as they raided her South London home, looking for her son Michael. Met police put life at risk, and the jury found the raid should have been aborted. Firefighters in England and Wales are striking over 8 days in an ongoing dispute over the theft of their pensions. In a series of 2 or 4 hour strikes from Monday of this week, firefighters are stepping up their action. FBU members told Socialist Worker, escalation can win. Up to 1,000 migrant workers from Bangladesh, Pakistan and the Middle East fought back against racism in Greece with a 6-day strike last week. This comes in the wake of a public sector general strike on Wednesday of last week. More strikes are set to be called. Also in this week's Socialist Worker, in-depth coverage of Marxism 2014, the SWP's annual Festival of Resistance. A decade after launching the war that killed a million Iraqis, Tony Blair is still busy helping out dictators and making himself richer. A feature on the life of Eleanor Marx. And why anti-racism must be a central part of the struggle for an independent Scotland. You can read Socialist Worker online at www.socialistworker.co.uk. That's www.socialistworker.co.uk. Not this Saturday, but most Saturdays, you can get Socialist Worker in Chesterfield Town Centre, outside Primark, from 11am through till 12:30pm. You can get Socialist Worker each Thursday evening at the Chesterfield SWP branch meetings in the assembly rooms in the Market Hall. Or you can get Socialist Worker delivered. For more details, phone 07919 486 101. That's 07919 486 101. Or email swpchesterfield@tesco.net. That's swpchesterfield@tesco.net. Socialist Worker is your paper. Buy it. Read it, sell it.
आप रेडियो रेजिस्टेंस सुन रहे हैं.
Yeah, that was the sound of Psyopero, Come On Lenin. And now I was talking about how on the 10th of July, that's a week ago on Thursday, some 1.4 million public sector workers shut down workplaces across Britain. The action by Unison, FBU, Unite, GMB, NUT, PCS and NIPCA union members was over Tory attacks on public sector pay. And as pointed out in this week's Socialist Worker, the Tories claimed that many union members didn't support the action because not all of them voted for it. But strikers said that even many workers who weren't sure voted with their feet and respected the action. And more people have joined unions because they are fighting back. In Wakefield, West Yorkshire, Unison was running out of membership forms as people kept joining on the picket line. Some 2,500 people joined Unison in northwest of England in the week leading up to strike. Strikes are popular and they can beat the Tories. Now, on a local level, many came along to the Chesterfield rally at midday on 10th of July. There were speeches from several union representatives, including GMB, FBU and Unison, and the rally finished with Labour MP for Bolsover, Dennis Skinner. The speakers who got the loudest cheers were those who said the 10th of July strike was just the start and the union should escalate the action. This ties in with the mood nationally, as reported in Socialist Worker. Activists reported that being able to stress that last week's walkout was part of a bigger campaign was key to persuading people to take part. People don't want to lose pay for nothing. They want union leaders to push a strategy that can win. Now, one union, which is already continuing the action, is the Firefighters FBU. Firefighters in England and Wales are striking on 8 days in an ongoing row over the theft of their pensions by the Tories. Strikes take place for 2 or 4 hours every day between Monday 14th of July and Monday 21st of July. Picket lines have been solid. Tory Fire Minister Brandon Lewis is leading the attack on firefighters. Workers are now being forced to work until 60 to get their full pension. But if they fail to maintain their fitness and have to retire earlier, they could lose up to half their pension. But even the government's own report admits that 2/3 of firefighters will not be able to continue working until they are 60. Now, Chesterfield's fire station is among those with a picket line, and we urge all listeners to go along to the picket line and show your support. Strikes are planned as follows. Saturday 19th of July between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. and then from 11 p.m. through till 1 a.m. Sunday 20th of July from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. and Monday 21st of July from 6 a.m. to 8 a.m. and then from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. And as the Socialist Worker says about this and about the 10th of July and indeed about all the recent strikes, the stakes are high. If the Tories get their way, they will gut public services and make life unbearable for everyone who works in or relies upon them. Let's seize the chance to stop them. So there you have it. And now back to the music. Here's Steve White and the Protest Family. Right to Strike.
From the tall water Mars to Brian and May, from the Liverpool docks to the workers at the ice, it's the general strike. The workers say not a penny off the pay, not a second on the day. History tells us to fight. Sometimes you need to stand up for your rights. It's time to break the law. Take on the bastards that change clause 4. It's time to break the law. Your right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. They had to break the law. George Lovelace and his mates. Lansbury knew the rules when he refused to pay the rates. It was principle and justice, not the laws of our time, that caused the dockers not to cross the picket line. History tells us we must stand up and be counted when we know that it's just. Time to break the law. Take on the bastards that change clause 4. It's time to break the law. Your right to strike is worth fighting for. Worth fighting for. Margaret Thatcher took our rights away, but in 1997 nothing really changed. We didn't know you Labour would choose to ignore the history of the movement, George Bernard Shaw. History will call us fools if we we elect to play by the rules. It's time to break the law, take on the bastards and change clause 4. It's time to break the law, the right to strike is worth fighting for.
Yeah, sound there, Steve White and Protest Family, Right to Strike. And I mentioned the rally in Chesterfield. Well, there were rallies in a number of cities across the country to support the strike on 10th of July, including Sheffield and including Barnsley. Now at the Barnsley strike rally, the Freedom Riders got cheers of support, and Freedom Ride activists and supporters are set to march through Barnsley on Saturday coming, that's tomorrow. They are demanding that South Yorkshire councils reinstate free travel for older people. The Freedom Riders have been protesting since March, when councils removed free train travel from disabled and older people. They have travelled on trains while refusing to pay in protest. Their action forced councils to give free travel back to disabled people and half-price travel to older people. But the Freedom Riders are still fighting for the full concession to be returned. Freedom Rider Michelle told Socialist Worker, "We need to support the elderly so that they aren't trapped in their homes. It's a disgrace that the cuts are coming from a Labour council that is supposed to look after us." Protesters are also fighting to defend George Arthur and Tony Nuttall, who were arrested on a protest in June. Footage of Transport police officers forcing Tony to stand with his head between his knees sparked outrage. George has been charged with fare evasion and obstructing feds. Tony has been charged with obstructing feds. They have pled not guilty and are set to be in court on 8th of December. Now, if you want to come along to the rally in support of the Freedom Riders, assemble 11 a.m. on Saturday the 19th of July, that's tomorrow, at Eastgate, Barnsley, outside Barnsley College. Anyway, back to the music. Here's the sound of Ian Stanton. His version of Tragic But Brave.
Just a way to ease the boredom, propaganda all around, swallows all the spiel he's given, deliverance so easily found, smiles for the cameras, never wears a frown. Till the lights go down, because he's tragic but brave, and he knows that Jesus saves, and he could be whole if he could just hold God's hand. You know he's tragic but brave, and he's oh so well behaved, cause he thinks it's all a part of some eternal plan, cause he's a sinful man. Beads of sweat and muscles straining, super fits the way she'll stay, so she can be a human being, not disabled in any way. Someone will always help her up the steps at work each day, and laugh it all away, because she's tragic but brave. To her body she's no slave, she's proud of every ounce of normality. You know she's tragic but brave, what she could have been they say, still she's just the same as you or me, as much as she can be. And she looks at the crowd on the TV news with their wheelchairs, their sticks and their guides. They are brandishing banners, they are pissing on pity, and they celebrate difference with pride. Something stirs inside. Stumbles down down the street with shopping. All the people smile his way. What it is to be independent, you can almost hear them say. Falls through his front door, rubs the pain away. It's just a part of his day, because he's tragic but brave, and he will be to his grave. A soldier on and overcome his needs. You know he's tragic but brave, never been one to complain. People have all the problems that they need. So what if his wounds bleed? And he looks at the crowd on the TV news with their wheelchairs, their sticks and their guides. They are brandishing banners, they are pissing on pity, and they celebrate difference with pride. Something stirs him. Something moves inside. Something recognizes. Something stirs inside.
Yes, I'm Vivian Stanton's version of Tragic But Brave. Now, last weekend down in central London, it was Marxism 2014, and as reported by Socialist Worker, this year's Marxism Festival in central London took place at a time of escalating struggle against the Tories. Marxism 2014 began on the day of a 1.4 million strong public sector strike. That's the 10th of July, of course. Striking workers were welcomed with cheers from the audience at the opening rally on Thursday. Now, with the opening rally this year was the best I've ever known it. The input from the striking workers absolutely electrified it, believe you me. And over 2,600 people attended the event, which is organised by Socialist Workers' Party. Revolutionaries, campaigners, strikers and trade unionists came to Marxism 2014 from across the world to celebrate their struggles and discuss ways to change the system. Some 166 meetings took place, some taking a debate format, as well as film screenings and other cultural events. There were debates on key elements of Marxist theory, including Marxism and feminism, Leninism, human nature and the dialectic. Other talks covered a wide range of topics, including mental health, religion, art and psychoanalysis. The opening rally is already available on YouTube, as are meetings from previous year's Marxisms, including last year's Marxism 2013, and hopefully, sooner rather than later, this year's Marxism meetings will also be posted on YouTube. Anyway, for now, back to the music. At Marxism on the Friday night, there was a tribute to Pete Seeger by Jimmy Ross and Tony Harper. So they're up next with the live version of Which Side Are You On?
In the early 30s in Harlan County, Kentucky, 11,000 miners walked out and protested an imposed 10% wage cut. The National Guard arrested the union leaders and escorted scabs into the mines. A week later, the local sheriff, J.H. Blair, I don't know if it's genetic, raided the homes of the union officials and charged them with first-degree murder. That night, a local woman whose husband was one of the arrested union leaders, named Florence Reese, tore an old calendar off the wall of her shack and wrote this song on it.
Which side are you on? Which side are you on? Which side are you on?
This is the Radio Resistance Red Guide, a guide to meetings, protests and other activities of interest to left-wingers in Chesterfield area. On Thursday the 24th of July, Chesterfield branch of Socialist Workers' Party has its public meeting on How Can Palestine Be Free? This will be held at the Assembly Rooms in the Market Square in Chesterfield from 7:30 p.m. On the 26th of August and the 27th of August, the People's March for the NHS visits the Chesterfield area. Arriving Chesterfield at 5:30 p.m. on 26th of August. It leaves Chesterfield Royal Hospital Keilo at 10 a.m. on 27th of August and arrives Mansfield at 5:30 p.m. the same day. The NHS is owned by us and loved by us. Support for the NHS is growing day by day. It's time to join the thousands already campaigning together to keep it. And there'll be a Chesterfield rally on the 26th of August at 5:30 p.m. in New Square in Chesterfield. And then from 6 p.m. on Tuesday the 26th of August, there'll be the Derbyshire Has Talent Save Our NHS Song Contest in the Market Halls, sponsored by Unite Community Branches. Fast forward to the 27th of September, Saturday. Stand Up to UKIP will be having a national demonstration at UKIP's conference. Assemble at 12 p.m. at Sir Nigel Gresley Square in Doncaster. Then on Saturday the 15th of November in central London, there's the Unite the Resistance Conference, Striking Together, Organising to Win. Back the strikes, build the unions, fight austerity and for decent pay. Stop scapegoating claimants and migrants. This will be held in central London. Remember, what the working class needs a party which will not slouch a right-wing agenda to gain middle-class votes. What the working class needs a party which will not kowtow to the bosses and the ruling class. What the working class needs a party which is run by and for the working class. The Socialist Workers' Party is that party.
Chesterfield.
It's the old two steps forward, turn right and reverse. Are we downhearted? No. Though all we got left is the bad or the worse. Are we downhearted? No. First God died, then Marx died, so what did we do? We just kept on singing the anarchist blues with the sun and the rain and the moon singing too. So are we downhearted? No way. Are we downhearted? No. Mm-hmm. it's only a moment. We dance and we sing. Are we downhearted? No. The clocks don't turn back. Winter still turns to spring. Are we downhearted? No. We will not bow down to that old pack of lies. We're building a bridge to the stars in the sky. And you know, come tomorrow, the sun's gonna rise. So are we downhearted? No way. Are we downhearted? No way. Are we downhearted? No. Are we downhearted?
Yeah, that was the sound of Rob Johnson, track entitled Downhearted. Now, Tuesday night, I know I don't normally have anything good to say for the mainstream media, but on Tuesday night on BBC Three, there was a pretty good programme called Glasgow Girls, which was a dramatisation of a true story to save asylum seekers, asylum seeker children in Glasgow from forced deportation. And if you think that asylum seekers have anything remotely resembling an easy life, you won't have to see in that, which is still up on iPlayer, I'm pretty sure. I mean, the Dawn Raids, which are featured in the programme, really bring home the misery endured by asylum seekers. And it's a far cry from the tabloid headlines of asylum seekers allegedly having everything. Now, the use of songs in the programme Glasgow Girls sort of makes me think that it was possibly inspired by Banner Theatre, who of course used music to sort of put their message across. And Banner Theatre, in fact, did perform at Marxism 2014 with the show In a Right State. But the one which they did, which features the plight of asylum seekers, as well as what forces people to become refugees and what creates conflict in various underdeveloped countries, is They Get Free Mobiles, Don't They? This was on in Chesterfield a number of years ago. You can still get DVDs from the Banner Theatre website, and the next track is by the Banner Theatre Company, and it's from They Get Free Mobiles, Don't They? Nothing to do with you.
Across the waves, made us into slaves, put millions into graves, and promised civilization. Who pillaged all our gold, our children bought and sold, took everything we hold. British justice.
You say it's got nothing to do with you. The sins of yesterday are far away. You say it's got nothing to do with you. The sins of yesterday are best forgotten.
I mean, the village where I grew up, we've got an emerald mine, and I remember most of my family working there, but the community never benefited. We never saw anything like a school or hospital being built. The community never benefited.
Who stole our people's land, left us with this sand, put Bibles in our hand and made us pray for salvation? Who divide black from white, denied our birthright, till we learn to fight against apartheid?
You say it's got nothing to do with you. The sins of yesterday are far away. You say it's got nothing to do with you. The sins of yesterday are best forgotten.
Zimbabwe is part of a British problem.
Our gold and oil, took riches from our soil, built empires from our soil, left us in destitution. Who rose against your might, fought your day and night, till you saw daylight and left our country?
You say it's got nothing to do with you. The sins of yesterday are far away. It's got nothing to do with you. The sins of yesterday are best forgotten.
Well, I mean, whatever you do that affects other people will eventually come back to you.
You say it's got nothing to do with you. The sins of yesterday are far away. Yesterday are best forgotten. You say it's got nothing to do with you. The sins of yesterday are far away. You say it's got nothing to do with you. The sins of yesterday are best forgotten.
Yes, sound of the band Theatre Company, Nothing to Do with You. That's from They Get Free Mobiles, Don't They? Well, that's about all we've got time for this week here on Radio Resistance Chesterfield, so over to you. If you'd like to contact us for a request for a dedication, if you'd like to send us some audio you've recorded at Marxism or on one of the strike rallies or whatever meeting you may have been to, if you'd like to send us a recording of yourself speaking about a issue which interests you politically or what have you, if you're in a band and you'd like us to play some of your music, any which way, you can contact us by the following means. You can email us at radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. That's radioresistancechesterfield@yahoo.co.uk. You can phone or text us on 07934 793041. That's 07934 793041. Or you can search on Facebook for Radio Resistance Chesterfield, like our page, and send us a message on Facebook, or just leave a message on the Facebook wall. The choice is yours. Anyway, like I say, that's about all we've got time for this week. Hope to see you all in Sheffield tomorrow at the demo for peace in Palestine and for an end to the Israeli aggression there. And speaking of Sheffield, a couple of weeks ago there were the tram lines Tour de France sort of special tram lines and that the Selector were playing. So this next track's going out to Rebecca over at Chesterfield SWP. Recorded live at the Tramlines Tour de France. This is the Selector on my radio. Catch you next week.